You talked about the word tapped. And one of the things that you said when you were first appointed as the president and CEO of NJ Transit was you felt that there was a lot of untapped value in the agency. What did you mean by that? And have you been able to tap it?
Yeah, I think there's as I said, there was a lot more of basic, back to basics I had to get to than I anticipated. I know there'd be some, but it was a lot more. So we've had to do a lot of, core, rebuilding the core. So the untapped, I think, is one on the human side, the talent pool here. There were people that had not been allowed to really reach their potential. So I think tapping into that was one thing. The other thing is resources, with the bones of the infrastructure we have are great, but the lack of investment. We're able to, I think, now start leapfrogging over some of the technology that we didn't do. So, whether it be real estate development, how to value capture to get some of that along transit-oriented development. When we look at some of the technology that we've started to implement here that was not being used at all, that with, relatively small investments on the IT side really repaid dividends. So, on your people on their iPhone with a new app, get push notifications. So, my train is going to be delayed out of Morristown, that instead of showing up in the, rushing like mad to try to get the train, an hour, 2 hours before, there'll be, a notification, train is canceled or is going to be running late, unless a tree falls down in the line right away or something. But to the degree we get advanced information out and people know that, they can adjust their schedules, and then there's, the bus side is we move more people by bus actually than rail, although most times where people, judge us sort of by rail and the headlines, but we move more than 500,000 people a day by bus, and there's a lot of potential and flexibility in bus, and I think we've been able to tap into that by hiring more than 650 bus operators. We have several hundred new buses that we're taking delivery of now, and by altering routes and looking at different mining data, I think we're able to really improve our bus service significantly in the last year.